huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
Means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob, and welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast. So we are brainstorming marketing strategies, and we have someone who runs a video production company, and he's looking to get into some bigger hitters, some FTSE companies, maybe for their internal communication, because obviously when you've got huge companies, they have to have more effective, they have to take the internal communication seriously. And two or three things struck me, and we had a conversation around the table about this as well. So if you are a company that is looking to be more targeted with your marketing, or you're looking to get higher quality clients, or you have clients that spend a reasonable amount of money, i.e. you're not selling peanuts and widgets, I think the three things will make a huge difference to your the growth of your company, of which I'm going to borrow one from a gentleman who's already said it in the room. So the first thing is handwritten letters. Now, this is the most obvious thing in the world, but no one receives handwritten letters in the post anymore. Do you remember 30 years ago when you used to handwrite letters and we used to get postcards that were handwritten? And that's what we used to get in the post. And when email took over, no one does handwritten letters. So I recommend that you get some nice envelopes and paper, like, you know, the Smithson or Smytheson. Get a nice colour, something that stands out. Handwrite the name and the address and handwrite the letter. Now, I've been testing this for my podcast guests, and I get about a 50% response rate, which you never get that in email. I got a letter back from David Attenborough when I wrote to him for the podcast. Unfortunately, it was a no, but he still took the time to write back to me. And he was like, he was very apologetic about not being able to become on my podcast. I wanted to write back to him and go, yeah, you should be sorry. So getting about a 50%, I wrote to Vivian Westwood. Got a reply from Vivian Westwood. And that wasn't a no or a yes. We're still in discussions around that. So it's not going to be that hard. You've got to do a little bit of digging and find out the home. I mean, office maybe, but home probably ideally. Address of the owners or the decision makers. Now, you can find the decision makers probably through LinkedIn. Because you find the company, you go on LinkedIn, you work out, because it's not always, you know, like if you want to get a video contract in a company, you don't want the CEO who's worth 100 million. You want whoever's head of audiovisual or whatever department. So you're a bit more strategic in the way that you line up going for the companies. You think, what are the 200 or 300 or 400 companies that I'd like to get in front of? So when I do it for my podcast guests, who are the big guests I'd like to get in front of? You find out their address. Now, sometimes you find two or three addresses. There are ways to find addresses. I probably can't say that those publicly on a podcast, but there are ways. It doesn't involve stalking or anything, so don't worry. And then you handwrite them a letter. Now, the reason I haven't scaled this up is because I've got quite neat handwriting, but it takes me ages. So it just takes me ages to write them. But all I'm going to do is get my PA to write them now. So there's a bit of leverage there. But I'm going to write it as if it's from me, but from my PA. So that's step one that you do, or one thing that you can do. Now, one can link to number two. So my outsourcer, my legend who I've told you about a lot, he's always on at me to do this. It's just a time thing, but I'm going to do it. So we probably have about 30 people agreed to do my podcast who we haven't yet quite nailed down the date. Christian von Koenigsegg, Joe Malone. I could go on. Some quite big names of people who they've said yes, and it's taken a few months and we haven't got the date done. So he said, why don't you just record a personal 30-second video? Hi, Christian, it's Rob. I know we've already agreed to do the podcast, but I just saw your brand new car at the show. Epic. As you know, I'm happy to come to your track. And Koenigs have got their own like testing track, and happy to come over. Let's just get the date booked in. Thanks for everything that you do. Done. So video messages directly to the individual. Now, that can be either sent just message, private message on LinkedIn. Now, isn't it nicer when you get a message on LinkedIn that's a bit more personal to you, and then there's maybe a video that you can watch, and it says, you know, hi, Rob, been a follower of your podcast for ages. I'm, you know, a fan of your work, blah, 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 rather than just a cut and paste text. Now, of course, it's still a pitch, so not everyone's going to respond, but we shouldn't be scared of selling, but that's going to get a much better response rate. The third thing then is audio notes. So just on an efficiency level, audio noting someone on WhatsApp or LinkedIn or Facebook, much more efficient communication method. We do that a lot. I know many of us in here, that's how we communicate. And it's easier than typing. You can do it quicker. You can answer a question more clearly. And I don't really like being pitched cold via private message because I get a lot of them. But even if I see an audio note and I think, I bet this guy's pitching me, I still have to listen. So it's pretty good. And if you're not pitching, but you just, you know, hi, it's Rob. I know you get private messaged all the time. Just want to say I love your work and that. And oh, by the way, I've done a video for you. So just let me know if you want to see it. So you can you could write a letter sending them to a video. You could write a letter directly pitching them. You could message them with an audio or a video message or this video card that was discussed. Can you just tell us about that? Shall I? A video, yeah. So 40 quid. And it's like you can actually watch the video on the card. Right. So you do your own unique video. And rather than having to go and watch it on a device, they actually watch it on a card. Of course. I mean, if you sell products that are quite... Well, now here's the thing I was just going to say. If you sell products that are high value, you could do that, but not necessarily. If you have a staircase or you know the lifetime client value of your client. So if you think about it, someone might think I'm selling stuff for 100 quid. I'm not going to pay 40 quid for a video card. But if you sell something for 100 quid and then another product for 500 quid and then another product for 2 grand and your lifetime client value is 4 or 5 grand, those video cards surely have got to get a really high response rate. So I would just start by testing a few. Who are the big clients you want to get? Now, it's ironic stroke relevant that the person that we're talking to about this has a video production company. So if there's anyone on the planet that can do really quality, engaged, pattern interrupting videos, it's obviously yourself. And this could even become a product that you create, which is creating really good trailers for other people to reach high-end people. What about sending video cards to people who have got money for properties? You know, that's kind of thing, or writing them handwritten letters. And even if they don't convert, they're going to be very memorable. So let me summarize then. So you've got writing handwritten letters. Now, I know everyone listening will go, that's such a great idea. It's so simple. And then we won't do it. Because I've only written 30 or 40 and I've got 50% response and I haven't even carried on because of the time it takes me. But what I've done now is I've made a little template. I've written it, positioned everything. And sort of like I go in with a compliment and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And sort of I've got a little call to action. I've taken a photo of it and then that's going to my PA and then she's going to write like that for every individual that she writes, that she handwrites to. She doesn't know she's doing this yet, by the way. And she does listen to my podcasts. Thanks, Lorraine. And then audio and video messages via private message, and then video cards. Test it. Let me know how it goes. Come and report your findings in the Disruptive Entrepreneur community. So just search Disruptive Entrepreneur on Facebook. I know it will work. Get out there and do it. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.